Conversation 1.
Why is it that some children perform much better than others at school?
Obviously, certain children are brighter than others, but it's not as simple as that. A lot of emphasis is placed on intelligence measured by tests.
The so-called IQ test?
Yes. Basically, they are intended to test linguistic and numerical skills. So some children are bound to suffer. This is very unfortunate. A child with an average IQ may turn out to be successful when he grows up.
What you're saying is that some children have abilities that are not easy to measure, that aren't appreciated.
Precisely. And if these skills are not spotted sufficiently early, they cannot be developed. That's why, in my view, there are so many unhappy adults in this world. They are not doing the things they are best at.
I see.
But at school, only those children who are good with words and numbers will probably do well in school examinations.
Right. Is there anything a parent can do to help in this case?
Yes. In my opinion, a child should be judged on his individual talents. After all, being happy in life is putting skills to good use, no matter what they are.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is the basic purpose of IQ tests?
2. According to the man, why are there so many unhappy adults in the world?
3.
According to the woman, why can't some children do well in school examinations?
2.
Hello, John. This is Florence Richardson. I'm sorry to phone you at this hour, but I'm experiencing a sticky issue, and I can't think of anyone to get advice from besides you.
What's up?
Well, I moved to my present apartment a couple months ago, and now I'm thinking of deferring my studies and planning to return to my parents' place next month. Today I gave notice to my landlord, but he said he's unable to give my deposit back since I have to stay a minimum of 6 months.
Are you giving him a month in advance notice to move?
Yes, that's exactly what I did today. In the tenancy agreement, that's the time frame requested to notify the landlord.
Yes, that's the usual practice. Well, in the tenancy agreement, did it state that there's a minimum of 6 months stay or the deposit would be forfeited?
Not that I could remember.
Well, I have never heard of it either. It could be the landlord is trying to intimidate you. Perhaps you should pull your contract out and have a word with him.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
If the contract does not state the time frame, then he shouldn't impose it himself.
You are right, John. You just confirmed my reasoning.
Look, Sarah, I'll go with you to see the landlord tomorrow, and if he still insists on forfeiting your deposit, we'll go to the small claim court to get your money back.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate that.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
4. Why is Sarah worried?
5. What does the landlord plan to do?
6. What are Sarah and John planning to do as a last resort?
7.
Which of the following is true, according to the dialogue?